We don't have any on this place that I know of, but back over where I was born and raised, they had them over that way,
mm-hmm.
around Free Run.
Mm-hmm. Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
My husband.
Okay. And he would say, talking about her, he'd say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways that refer to one another?
Old woman.
Okay.
The old man.
And the woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
And if her husband's not dead, but he just left her, then she'd be a
grass widow.
Okay. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
That's a baby buggy, a carriage.
Okay. And you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and...
And you roll it and...
Okay.
Push it.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
Pull it.
And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
Was pregnant.
Did people used to use that word much?
No. She was expecting.
Uh-huh. And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you...
had a midwife.
Okay. And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
Looked like his father.
Okay. What if he had the same behavior? You'd say he...
Acted like his father.
Would you ever say something like favors or takes after?
Mm-hmm. Favors his father and he takes after that side of the house.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you mean by favors? Are you talking about looks? Or
looks.
What about takes after?
That's disposition.
Okay. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
Bastard.
Okay. Any other words for that? Woods colt or bush child?
I haven't heard those. But I'm sure they're used in some sections.
Uh-huh. And your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents is called a...
Orphan.
And a person supposed to look after the orphan is its legal...
Guardian.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
relation.
Anything else?
Not kin at all.
Uh-huh. And these are some names. The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Mary.
Or another name starting with an M. Remember the name of the sister of Lazarus? There was Mary.
Mary Martha.
Hmm?
Mary Martha. Martha.
Okay. And do you remember the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly.
Okay. And a little boy named William, his nickname would be?
Bill.
Or?
Billy.
And the first book in the New Testament?
Matthew.
And this is the name of a barrel maker. Do you know the family name Cooper or Cooper? Are you familiar with that as a family name? Cooper or Cooper?
We say Cooper here,
uh-huh.
But I know they do say Cooper in some sections.
How would you call a married woman with that last name? She'd be?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And a preacher that's not very well trained and doesn't have a regular pulpit, just sort of preaches here and there and isn't very good at preaching. You'd call him a...
He's a itinerant preacher.
Uh-huh. Well, what if... Do you ever